The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because the Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Are those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So in the Gospel this morning, for example, brings up the old question, why do bad things happen to good people? And there's a question we often ask. You know, we're going along and we're doing very nicely and everything is going according to plan. And then one day everything suddenly falls apart. And very often, what do we do? We turn against God or we say, "Look, I'm a good person. I try to do my best. Why should this happen to me?" The only answer to that is why not? And I presume you've heard the old phrase that God is used to writing is used to writing straight lines with crooked lines, something like that. I'm paraphrasing it. And God does. How do I explain that? Well, I have to share my own, how I deal with things like that. I firmly believe that nothing bad ever happens out of which good will not come. Now, that's my simple faith. And invariably, that is true. What very often happens is that we don't see the whole picture, but God sees the whole picture. And when something bad happens to us, you don't know what that might bring in the future. So for example, it's difficult to think of an example, but I was thinking of the example this morning. When a woman or a family loses a son or a daughter through whatever circumstances, it's a crushing blow. It's a crushing blow. But maybe, well, not maybe, but God sees the whole picture. And maybe that person who has died or died very young may be saved from something much worse in the future. And everything, for those who love God, for those who really believe in God, for those who really have real faith, everything eventually works out for the good, even though we don't always see it as such, and especially at the moment when it happens, or maybe for a long time afterwards. But I certainly can look back, and I'm sure a lot of people can look back on various things that happened in their life, and they were crushing blows. But 6 months later, a year later, maybe 10 years later, they suddenly can see, now I know why that happened, because I wouldn't be the person I am today but for that happening. And that's the way God works. Put it this way, and I finish on this. God never lets anything go to waste, even our sins, our faults, our worst mistakes. God never lets anything go to waste.